You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and we have not had a motivational minisode in quite a while, so today is the day. Last week, I had a particularly motivational morning, and I wanted to share it with you because I think we all need encouragement and reminders to do the hard things and step out of your comfort zone because it feels so good on the other side. So my hope in sharing this little story with you is that it will encourage you to find a way, a small way or a big way, to step outside of your comfort zone today. I will tell you this, my motivational morning did not start out that way. The story I want to share with you began on a Wednesday morning. So I had a good workout at the gym. Workout felt good, pushed myself hard, stayed late after the workout to do some Airdyne sprints. Airdyne is a particularly torturous kind of stationary bike. And then after I left the gym, I felt a nagging pain in my left hip. New to me, it wasn't a sharp pain. It wasn't debilitating by any stretch. Definitely not injury, just discomfort. And I know the worst thing I could have done at that point would just be to sit on my butt and work all day. I knew I had to keep the tissue warm, get as much blood flow to that area as I could. So I walked, I foam rolled, I stretched, I massaged it with a lacrosse ball, made sure to eat really well and get plenty of rest that day, but it still didn't feel great. Again, not injury, but definite discomfort. So before I went to bed that night, like I normally do, I checked the workout for Thursday morning. Pure running. In all my CrossFit workouts, I've been doing CrossFit workouts 5 or 6 days a week for a couple of years now. I have never seen a CrossFit workout that is pure running, only running, nothing else. It might be running and lifting, running in wall balls, running in jump rope, something to break up the running, something that's more likely in my wheelhouse than running is. Nope, not this time, just running. The way the workout was written was 3 rounds for time of a 200-meter run, followed by a 400-meter run, followed by a 600-meter run. So you do a 200, then a 400, then a 600, then you repeat it, then you repeat it again. Running is, as I share in my daily blog, one of the things I struggle with the most. I just have never been great at running. It's something that I am getting better at, but it's a mental battle and a physical one. And there are lots of reasons, none of them matter right now. Lots of reasons I don't like running. None of them matter. But suffice it to say that when I saw the workout, I was like, damn it. I will tell you this. I am not immune to negativity. I am not immune to excuses. I have negative thoughts and I make excuses. The difference between where I used to be and where I am now is primarily in how I respond to those thoughts, which brings us to the heart of this little story. When I saw the workout that night before it, I started thinking, oh man, I hate that. Well, maybe I can just do it on my own, not go into the gym. There's no equipment required for it, so I could just do it here on a treadmill or something. And those thoughts were mixed with, well, my hip kind of hurts. Maybe I should bike or row instead. Plus, it was written to be a team workout, and I'm much happier working alone. And my time was unusually short the next morning because I had a meeting immediately after my workout. Typically in our classes, we warm up for like sometimes up to 45 minutes. And I never worry about the class running over a little bit because I keep a buffer after the workout in terms of my work time, but I didn't have one. So as you can see, Lots of barriers, lots of obstacles. I don't like to run. It was a team workout. My hip hurt, blah, 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 blah. So instead of manufacturing stress over something that wasn't here yet, because it was still Wednesday night at this point, workout wasn't until Thursday morning, I reminded myself, hey, I don't have to decide right now. Nothing has to be done right now. Nothing can be done right now. And I tell myself this a lot. Go to bed. Everything seems harder when I am tired. So not only can I not do anything about it right now, I don't need to make a decision right now. And everything is easier when I'm rested. So go to bed. Everything looks better in the morning. So I did that. Woke up in the morning. My hip was still tender. And on top of that, I woke up feeling like my lower back was kind of tight. Awesome sauce. And of course, start thinking about that running workout and all of those excuses. Team workout. I hate running. Da 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 da. I slowed down enough to ask myself, okay, do not manufacture all of this crazy in your head. You do not have to have every answer, but what is your single next best choice? I don't have to decide on the run right now. I'm not at the gym yet, but what can I do right now? And I thought, well, I can get to the gym 30 minutes early and put 100% effort into stretching and warming up so I can really see how my body feels after that. So as I walk out to the car, it was raining and cold. Awesome. Even better. Raining and cold, and all of our running is done outside. So I get to the gym and I did my warm up. And as I started to warm up, I was thinking about all of those excuses. Well, my hip kind of hurts. Well, my back is kind of tight. It's cold. It's raining. Maybe running would make things worse. I'm really not good at running. It's going to take me a long time and I don't have a long time. I've got this meeting. And I stopped dead in my tracks and I said, the only thought that I will think for the duration of this warm up is I am an athlete. I am an athlete. Every time, sure, my mind drifts. It starts thinking about the run and should I row? Should I bike? I am an athlete. Through every stretch, through every ring row I did, through all of the stuff to get my back loose, I am an athlete. 30 minutes, I am an athlete. Sure enough, as I got warm, my hips started to feel better, my back loosened up, and that didn't happen by accident. It happened because I made the next best choice and I got my body warm so I can make a better decision. And as you take action, as I take action, motivation increases. But still, running in the rain, not a lot of time. Team workout. Okay, I don't have to solve everything right now. What is my next best choice? So I went up to Morgan, who was the coach, and I said, can I do this workout by myself? I really want to be able to focus just on myself in this workout mentally. That is really important to me when it comes to running. Can I do that? And I have a meeting that I really need to dash out for. Can I do it solo? Now I'm still with the class, but I'm not like in a pair. He says, sure, of course. So then I've decided I'm doing it. I'm running. I will focus on one step at a time in the cold, in the rain. So I started the run and, you know, right off the bat, I start thinking about how much more there was to go because I've just started. It's just the beginning. I thought about, oh my God, what time am I going to have to leave to get to my meeting? Am I going to be able to finish? I hate running. Dead in my tracks, just like during the warm-up, with every step, I am an athlete. Right now, I am getting fitter. This is what it looks like. This is what it feels like to get fitter, to get better. I am an athlete. And because I'm human and because I'm running in the cold rain, my mind would occasionally drift to, this sucks. I'm tired. And it's funny because at one point when I was like, I hate this, I'm tired, I realized I'm actually not tired. Like, this isn't fun and I'm cold and I'm wet. But if I'm really honest with myself, I'm so used to saying, I hate this and I'm tired, that sometimes I just say it because I'm working, not because I'm actually tired. And so I checked in. I thought, you know, how do my legs feel right now? Good, strong. How do my lungs feel right now? Am I burning? No. This negativity is just because I don't like to run. So how can I change my perspective? And so as I continued that next 200, 400, 600, it was in my head, running makes me better. Running makes me better. I am an athlete. I am an athlete. I am training and running makes me better. Instead of thinking, oh, this sucks, I'm miserable, is it done yet? I should leave. I might not make it for my meeting. I am an athlete. I am training. running makes me better. So as the workout was written, it's intended to be equal work and rest. So if you do, for example, 200 meters in a minute and 30 seconds, then you rest for a minute and 30 seconds before you do your 400. And if your 400 takes you 330, then you rest for 330 before you do your 600, right? However, I was in a time crunch and I didn't have time. If I did equal rest, I would not have finished before I had to leave for my meeting. So my rests got shorter and shorter. I could either say, I did my best as the workout was prescribed and I just have to go because I have this meeting. Nope. I would come in, I would look at the clock, I would catch my breath for, sometimes it started out with longer rests, but then as it got on, I was like, I don't have time for this. I got to go. My rests got shorter and shorter and shorter. And when I finished my last 400, just a 600 to go, I stopped for maybe 10 seconds. I looked at Morgan and I said, I am getting this done. And with every step, I am an athlete. I am getting fitter. It didn't matter that other people were resting and I didn't have time to. That's just reality, circumstances. But my circumstances will not dictate what I do. I dictate what I do. My excuses will not dictate what I do. I dictate what I do. I am an athlete. I am getting fitter. I am training, and every step, I am getting better and faster and stronger. And you know, it's funny. As I ran that last 600, I realized that's not just a mantra. Like, this workout feels easier. This is the easiest run I've ever felt. A few weeks ago, I wouldn't have done this well. So it's not just a mantra. It is a decision. It is a choice, and it is happening. I am getting fitter and stronger. You know, a lot of people skip that workout because either they don't like to run, or because it was cold and raining, or because it was just running, not lifting or anything else that we consider a full workout. But you know, I don't get better by doing what I feel like doing when I feel like doing it. I get better when I do what I don't feel like doing when I don't feel like doing it. And as much as I don't love running, I do love the way I feel when I do hard things. I do love the way I feel when I realize I'm getting better. And the only way to experience that is to push beyond your comfort zone and do those things even when you have valid excuses. I'm moving better. I'm faster. It feels easier. That is worth working for. That is worth saying enough to my excuses. Not today. It's worth the hard work. It's worth the effort and the discomfort of pushing beyond that comfort zone. I know you've heard me say a million times that when you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. And that's true. If I had argued for all the reasons I couldn't or shouldn't run, why there was a better choice for me today, I would keep those limitations. Running would continue to be hard, and I would continue to be controlled by circumstances and obstacles instead of by what I want and how I want it and how I'm going to work for it, right? If I let all the day's limitations win, I would keep those limitations. I'd continue to not like running. It would continue to be hard. And I would continue to live in a body and with a mindset that is less than what I know I am capable of. And I will not let limitations create my future. I will not let limitations dictate my life. When you encounter an obstacle, you have a choice. When you're in a bad mood, you have a choice. When you're facing temptation, you have a choice. When you aren't motivated, you have a choice. You can be a victim of your circumstances and the circumstances win, or you can be a champion and succeed despite the circumstances because you are willing to do what it takes. You can charge through and be stronger and more confident and more capable on the other side, or you can retreat and settle. You can choose to not advance, to not grow, and to fixate on how hard it is and everything that is in your way. Or you can see those things and you can find a path forward anyway. The choice is yours every single day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.